In a world full of film and TV news.
This just in.
Breaking news for you now.
Gotta interrupt you here. We have some breaking news.
Breaking news.
To another story that is breaking overnight.
Three men have joined forces to bring you
The Weekly Cut.
Hello and welcome to the Weekly Cut podcast. This is your number one place for the latest news and reviews in TV and film. I am your host, Brad, and this is co-host Senor Connor Tomas.
Hello there.
How are we?
Good.
You just watched the Crow trailer. That was a hilarious reaction. We're going to save that for later on in the podcast, but it was really funny. Follow us on Twitter and TikTok at Weekly Cut to keep yourself up to date and join the conversation. Don't know why I've gone for an arm over the chair.
Yeah, pretty laid back vibe.
That's a laid back vibe. It's comfy. Here's what made the cut this week. We got some bad news for Batman fans, some pretty huge Marvel Studios updates, trailer reactions for the Crow remake and Rebel Moon Part 2, a dead Star Wars movie gets new life, and we take a look at what's to come in 2024 in cinemas and at home. Shall we warm up slightly first?
Yeah, I have my finger on the button then.
It's just a very, very, very quick game to warm us up, and there's going to be two bullshit comments in here or lines and responses, and there's one truth. Just find that truth for me, okay?
Let's do it.
So Billy Dee Williams, the legendary Lando Calrissian actor, was asked this week if he would return to Star Wars. Now, I'm giving you three responses. Tell me what the true one is, okay?
Yep.
So first up, if you pay me enough money, I will sell my soul. Lando is the reason my life is my life. I'm forever grateful. If the script is good enough. What was Billy Dee's response there?
Now, everything in me wants it to be number two.
So, Lando is the reason my life is my life?
Yeah.
It's lovely.
I think it's number three.
So, you think he said, if the script is good enough?
Yeah. Ungrateful little swine.
He actually said, if you pay me enough money, I will sell my soul.
Jesus, fair enough. I mean, at least he's honest.
Yeah. As we say, especially with Disney, if they're going to pay, they pay. What a response from Billy Dee Williams.
Yeah.
Let's get on with the news, news, news. Let's start with the bad. Big fan of the Batman, Con?
Massive fan.
Good film, isn't it?
Really good.
Matt Reeves smashed it.
Yeah.
Robert Pattinson smashed it.
Good boys.
Got to wait till 2026.
I was really gutted when I saw that, because that is so far away.
Full year. October 2026, by the way. Not early or anything like that. So it was scheduled for release in October 2025.
Yeah.
Full year push back.
Our kid's going to be two.
That is, I didn't even think of that.
It's going to be tough.
That is mental. Could it be, I've wrote down some things here. It's been said because of strikes, and it was pushed back because of the writing room had to cease and stuff like that. But could it be, you know, to let James Gunn's DCU breathe?
Maybe. That's a good point.
Because 2025, I'm pretty sure, is obviously it's got Superman Legacy, which we know is coming in July.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Batman Brave and the Bold is scheduled for a 2025 release. So the DCU's Batman.
Yeah.
Maybe it's that.
Yeah, but we like this one. I mean, we're not sure we're going to get with James Gunn.
That's true.
We think it's going to be good, but we're not sure. So as a contingency, maybe just have the Batman.
Should have released it.
Yeah, release it.
Now, potentially, this could also be a maneuver to shoehorn the Batman into the DCU. Because I know we spoke about this many, many times in the past, but now it feels really like there's no other real option but to do that. I feel like it just makes perfect sense just to say, do you know what? We're still doing Elseworlds with the Joker and the Joker 2 that comes out in October of 2024. But it just makes sense for Robert Pattinson, who is like nearly 40, I think.
Yeah.
Speed it up and just become the DCU Batman for the next sort of 5 to 10 years.
Yeah.
Because I just think that might be a bit silly to pass up. And also, Andy Muschietti is the current director for the DCU Batman Brave and the Bold, who just released The Flash and doesn't have a lot of clout.
Yeah, that's true. But I don't mind if they do that. Robert Pattinson, I'd have him all day long. I love him. But keep the tone. You've got to keep the tone.
That always comes back. I completely forgot about that just then. Yeah, I don't know if they would keep that tone, though.
Yeah.
Because he's got to go, he's got to be, I completely forgot about that point.
Yeah.
It sort of shuts down everything I've just said, so cheers for that.
Sorry, mate.
Because how does he do quips with The Flash?
Yeah.
How does Robert Pattinson, you know, really dark, you know, the Batman dude quips with the Flash in a Justice League movie. I didn't think about that.
Yeah, it's going to be difficult.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, I don't know. Maybe they could try and bring it down a little bit just for the Justice League. I don't know. But remember, we do have the Penguin series coming, which is basically a sequel to the Batman. Yeah. So, and Robert Pattinson is going to appear in that as Bruce Wayne slash Batman as well. So we haven't got too long to wait for a little bit of that, a dose of that.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's bad news. Sorry. I can't help it. It's not my news.
I think it is. It's your fault.
It's my fault. Yeah. Fair enough. We can cut shit, mate. Right. Venom 3 com. I'm not going to really get you much excited here, but I'll just report it anyway. The new title is Venom 3. Do you know what the new title is?
Go on.
The Last Dance.
Fucking hell.
It's moved up a little bit from November 8th to October 25th. We'll bring it up again in our segment later on when we go through what's to come this year. Still left to play. But I wonder, how bad is Sony's brand now with their live-action Spider-Verse movies?
Yeah, I don't think the only win they've had is across into and across.
I mean, that's not even their live action studios. That's an animated studio, which are phenomenal movies. But when you think of their last few movies, we didn't see Madam Web. We hold our hands up. We didn't see it.
I think for good reason.
Have you seen loads of the people in theatre just laughing at it?
Mm-hmm.
It looks horrendous. It's on digital today, I think. So I'm actually going to watch that.
Even Sidney Sweeney mugged it off.
Basically said, look, I get paid. It's not, I don't care. It doesn't faze me.
Yeah.
I mean, you then had Morbius before that, which was obviously a laughing stock.
Yeah.
Venom, Let There Be Carnage, I think, was before that, which was horrendous. Venom 1 wasn't bad, to be fair. That was a pretty good start to their little universe, but yeah, wow.
Yeah, they can't get it right. I forgot this was coming out.
I completely forgot.
Yeah, and I'm surprised it's coming out.
I'm surprised. It's just because it's Tom Hardy. It will probably do okay because it's Tom Hardy.
Yeah, what's he up to now?
I don't actually know. I don't know. I can't actually think the last thing I saw him in.
Could it have been Venom?
It probably was Venom, Let There Be Carnage was the last thing I saw Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Also, Patty Jenkins. Not enough. It's a bit of a shit news start to this.
Patty
Jenkins is back. Her Rogue Squadron movie is back in the works due to her no longer being involved in a Wonder Woman movie. Top Gun in space? Could it be cool?
No.
Okay.
No.
I tried.
I'm not for it at all.
Fair enough.
And I think with Patty at the wheel, it's going to be a disaster.
I'm trying to think, actually, Wonder Woman 1 was good. We've said this before, but Zack Snyder held the hand there. Wonder Woman 84 was one of the worst movies, comic book movies in recent years.
Yep.
I don't know why it would excite fans, her doing a Star Wars movie. Why would it?
No, and I don't understand. It's like getting sacked from a really big company and getting hired by another really big company. If you don't get Wonder Woman, you do not get Star
Wars. What's her CV? I don't know what her CV is. But anyway, she's doing it. It sounds like it's back on the cards. I'd be shocked if this actually gets made, but apparently so. Right. Now, let's jump into some good stuff.
Yeah.
Marvel.
Live right up. Oh, fucking said Marvel.
Not that we're massive fans of the MCU at the minute, because it's lost its way. However, just got a few rumours here to talk through and report. Let's start with, this has come from Daniel Richman, who's pretty good.
Yeah, he's pretty spot on.
Pretty good. No one's 100% of the time, but he's probably the best there is. Shang-Chi 2 is happening and will involve time travel again and Iron Fist. Mm. First of all, was you a fan of Shang-Chi?
Really big fan. Surprised me as well.
Really big fan.
Yeah.
Is too much time passed?
Yeah, it has been a while. It's COVID, wasn't it?
Yeah, what was it, 2021?
Yeah.
So it's going to be minimum 5-year gap.
Yeah. That's a long time. People will forget about Shang-Chi.
Yeah, but I suppose they want him involved in Kang Dynasty because it's a cool hero.
Yeah.
It worked.
But then you said Iron Fist.
Yeah. I mean, again, he is cool, but that series was shocking.
Oh, fucking horrendous.
It was so bad. Yeah. I mean, I'll stick up for Finn Jones a little bit and say that, you know, the writing wasn't good, but then there were reports that he said he couldn't be asked to train martial arts.
What's your character, mate?
That's your bread and butter.
Gotta do it.
But anyway, so, I just wanted to check in with you because I knew I was a fan. I remember you liking the movie, but do you want this? I guess I'll end the...
Yeah, I do. And I do want it. And I was about to kick off with the time travel, but I suppose it makes sense with Shang-Chi.
I think they're going to go back to distance themselves from being modern day and then the old question, well, why don't you call on your friends to get involved? I think they're going to do time travel back to Kung Lung, which is like, it'll be very, very Asian, yeah, martial arty, and it'll be the original Iron Fist and stuff like that. So I think that's the sort of route they'll go down, and then no one's involved. It's just all Shang-Chi and Asian culture, which is probably cool.
Yeah, keep it separate.
Easy. Right, next on, it is My Time to Shine. Hello, has reported that Ryan Gosling has accepted an offer to join the MCU. Now, you'll probably remember, we've put it on our Twitter, at Weekly Cut, there's heavy rumours that he has been approached by Marvel. Mm-hmm. So that, at the very minimum, is true.
Yeah.
He's been approached. Now it's being said that he has accepted.
Yeah.
Now there's loads of things flying around the internet. You've got Doctor Doom, you've got Ghost Rider, Silver Surfer, Norman Osborn, Cyclops, Nova. What are you thinking, Connor?
Where would I want him?
Hmm.
Do I want him as a villain? Maybe.
He seems to be in a bit of a fun.
Yeah.
And with, you know, Fall Guy coming out and stuff like that. He seems to be in a bit of a fun zone of his career. Yeah.
Silver Surfer could be cool. When you say Doctor Doom, I always get excited.
Yeah.
I don't think I want him as Doctor Doom. I think it'd be cool. I think I want
someone. I don't think I'd want him as Doctor Doom.
A bit older.
Right, let's scratch Doctor Doom off. What about, maybe this is a bit too obvious, Ghost Rider. The reason I say it's a bit obvious, he is a, what's his name? Johnny, oh, I've got his name. Johnny, it's going to come to me in a second. So he's a stuntman.
Yeah.
So obviously he's just done the Fall Guy.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be the cool, arrogant, you know, Johnny Blaze. Oh, thank God for that. he becomes Ghost Rider. So maybe, I couldn't imagine Ryan Gosling accepting another one like that.
Yeah,
so soon.
Yeah, he's done it already, isn't he?
But, Silver Surfer?
Yeah. Would he just be a Silver Man? Will you see his gorgeous face?
He wouldn't do voice acting, so it would probably just... I think you're right. Forget that. Cyclops?
Is that what Henry Cavill was rumored as?
Yeah, which we'll come on to in a second.
God, who will we want?
I think I'd want Henry Cavill.
I'd want Henry. Yeah.
As much as I love Ryan Gosling, who's probably a better actor than Henry Cavill, to be fair.
Yeah.
But I think I'd want Henry as Cyclops. You got Norman Osborn. I can't see him as...
Nah.
So I think the best one, although I don't think he'd have accepted it, is Ghost Rider.
Yeah, that'd be cool. And he could make it his own as well.
100%.
That's got legs.
And they sorely need a fucking big name to come into Marvel.
Yeah.
Ryan Gosling would work.
I think that'll be the equivalent of Ryan Reynolds and Deadpool. Ryan Gosling will be Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
As you see Ryan Reynolds, you see Deadpool.
Yeah.
I think if you see Ryan Gosling, you'll think Ghost Rider.
I actually really like that now. Yeah. I actually really like Ryan Gosling as Ghost Rider. And he seems to be in a bit of a fun time in his career where he's not sort of up his own arse.
Nah.
Like, look, he's just done the Fall Guy, for God's sake. He done Ken, Barbie. He seems to just be, if you give me enough money and it's a bit of fun, I'll do it. So,
yeah, I don't think he'd care to be like a Chris Evans, Captain America type hero.
No.
He'll have a side dish.
100 side dish. right, then lastly, we've got a few rumours going around that Henry Cavill is confirmed to be in Deadpool 3 and will play a Wolverine variant in the movie.
Yeah.
You expressed distaste for this last week. Anything changed?
No, it sums up Marvel for me. You got a big actor like that. And maybe Henry Cavill's not interested. I wouldn't see why he wouldn't be interested, because that's a massive paycheck.
Huge.
And at the end of the day, money is everything.
When all's said and done.
Yeah, it comes down to the months.
Just ask. Just ask Billy Dee Williams.
He knows.
It comes down to the buds. Yeah. He's got a tattoo.
To waste him on that, I think that is poor.
It is poor.
And I think, because you can never put him anywhere else.
Yeah, I'm so excited for this movie, but I am also nervous that he's just going to be every 4 minutes a cameo.
Yeah.
And we'll see how it pans out, but it's just, what is the budget for that movie? It'd be interesting to find out.
If they said Daniel Radcliffe,
That's happening. He's in Deadpool 3.
Oh, he is, isn't he?
Yeah, as a Wolverine.
Oh, yeah, he is.
See what I mean? Everyone's in it, mate. Yeah. Well, it's not been confirmed by Marvel, but really heavily rumoured that he is going to play a Wolverine variant.
Yeah, that's fine, because where else would he go in Marvel?
Nowhere.
It's fucking news in there.
Well, we just thought we'd bring that to you. Now, just to end on the Marvel front and the news segment before we get into those trailers, a couple of yous on the Twitter have asked us to look into and speak about the relationship reports of a breakdown between Marvel and Sony and the Spider-Man deal. Mm. Now, the latest report says that Feige and Marvel wants a film that centres around the supervillain Kingpin being targeted by a superhero team-up of Daredevil and Spider-Man. Sony Pictures, on the other hand, wants a sequel to be another movie that jumps from reality to reality, similar to Spider-Man No Way Home.
Yeah.
What do you want?
For once, I agree with Marvel.
For once.
We've had the reality, we've had the jumping, and we're going to get more of it.
And you got your buns.
Yeah, you got your buns. You won.
You won, yes. Right.
The time travel and the jumping realities isn't over, because we're going to get that in Marvel.
Secret Wars, as you know, yep.
Yep, so we need something to ground us, and Spider-Man is the perfect thing to do it.
Did you practice that?
On the train.
That was very well put.
Yeah, some bloke gets telling me to shut up on the train.
Keep it down.
Going, just listen, mate, please.
That is actually, I couldn't have said that better.
Yeah.
It's so true that the multiverse realities is happening. Yes, it's not happening with your studio. Secret Wars is doing that with Marvel. But you've got your across the Spider-Verse. You can do live-action Miles Morales movies.
Yeah.
You can do fucking Andrew Garfield movies or Tobey Maguire Spider-Man movies. But with the very accomplished and winning formula of Tom Holland as Spider-Man, just for this one, trust and let Marvel lead.
Yeah.
It's yours. You own Spider-Man.
Yeah.
No one is saying you don't owe Spider-Man. But I think, as Connor said, ground it.
Yeah.
Has to be.
The only other thing you do is go about on your own and just fucking flop.
Yeah, just completely flop. Like I say, you've got Andrew Garfield, you can do Mark. They should just be looking for a new, a young Latin and black Afro. Is Miles Morales African?
Yeah.
It's his descent. It's African and Latina, isn't it?
Yeah.
Latin.
His mum Cuban or something.
Yeah, his mum's Cuban. Or is it Puerto Rican?
Yeah, it's Puerto Rican.
But they put a Cuba flag in the game and everyone kicked off about it. So, yeah. So, look for a young actor that's got a bit of both.
Yeah.
And then say, right, you're the new Miles Morales. We're going to do live action. That will make dough.
Everyone's going to be hyped
about that. And you'll also get money back from Marvel doing their Tom Holland food.
It's a win-win for Sony. What are you doing? It's all calm down.
You can do nothing and just let Marvel do a Spider-Man Daredevil movie. So you're going to get a kickback from doing a Spider-Man Daredevil movie. You don't even own Daredevil.
Yeah, but you still get money for it.
You're going to get money for it.
Yeah.
Or Kingpin, etc. Punisher. So, yeah, I think just to sum up, Connor's right. Got ground us while we prep for Secret Wars.
Yeah, yeah. Let's go back to Tobey Maguire style.
Yeah.
Those Spider-Man movies.
Through New York swinging.
Yeah.
It's all about New York and the Big Apple and just not this fucking going to space and iron suits and...
Bored of it.
Right. Let's get on to trailers, mate. I'm interested to talk about this one.
Mm.
Took me by a motherfucking surprise.
Yeah.
Did you watch the 1993 The Crow movie with Brandon Lee?
Nah.
Neither did I.
Didn't even know there was one.
What?
I didn't know about that.
You do?
Do I?
Because he died.
Oh.
Don't you remember the guy who got shot?
No.
What? Come on.
Got shot when?
He got shot on set.
Oh, yes.
Brandon Lee.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. He died. So, for run back for people, because Connor's had too many beers, I think there was a little bit of lead from the top of a bullet left in a handgun on set in 1993, and... then he got shot.
Yes, I do know.
But so the film's still released?
Yeah, full fuck it, let's carry on. Sorry, Brandon. We've got money to make.
We've got money to make. The bills to pay. I didn't think about it until just now that movie obviously come out. And so how much did they film there? I don't know. Anyway, crazy. But yeah, sad story about Brandon Lee. Obviously recent with Alec Baldwin and the Rust situation.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's got off scot-free, apparently. Then again, I don't see why it's Alec Baldwin's fault, personally.
No, he's an actor.
I'm an actor. You give me a gun, I'm going to pull the trigger.
Yeah.
Your fault if you've put a bullet in it.
Yeah, it's not my fault. My hands are clean.
I'm off. But sad story. But yeah, sorry, what did you think of this? Bill Skarsgård as the lead. Did you like it?
I did. I thought it looked really good.
Yes, I thought it really blew me away, actually.
And that bit when I said, Jesus Christ.
Is that all the bullets coming at him?
No, that was when he just blew a geezer's head off with a shotgun.
Shit, yeah.
And just blood everywhere. Well, Jesus Christ. It's a lot.
I love it.
Yeah.
So, the other thing I will say, really annoying, I felt like I watched the movie.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's literally him and his missus. They get mugged or whatever, both die. But because he needs to get revenge, the crow doesn't take him to the afterlife. It yep. keeps him here as an immortal soldier, and then he gets his revenge. That's literally yeah. what we saw in the trailer.
Yeah, I could probably fill in the blanks.
But it looks fantastic. You got a lot of Brandon Lee fans not happy because, for whatever reason, don't touch a classic. Was it a classic?
I don't even fucking I've never seen it.
I know people do like the movie. I wouldn't call The Crow a classic.
Yeah,
it's just an action movie with a bit of horror elements, and they're doing a remake.
It's not when people say about The Wicker Man. Oh, it's an absolute classic. It's like, I know people love it.
Maybe it's people's definitions of classic. Classic to me is like The Godfather yeah. or Jurassic Park. That's an absolute yep. classic movie. Just not for me. Not 1993's The Crow. But yep. I know he was a good portrayal, Brandon Lee. Not saying that. It's just I like Bill Skarsgård.
Yeah, he's a good boy.
And my man does dress up well in John Wick 4.
Yeah, he does. He's a suave fella.
If we was ever to do a podcast episode about the best dressed characters in cinema, I legit think he would win.
Yeah, I think the costume design is what I'm going mental with.
Just how much budget have I got? 500k. Let's do it. I just really, really blown away by that. Something I was not even anticipating to look forward to.
Yeah,
but I am. Yeah, can't wait. Now, I'm just going to throw this straight out there, Con.
Please do.
Let's sum up that we was both. I don't even want to say not a fan because that doesn't do it justice of how much we wasn't a fan of Rebel Moon Part 1.
Yeah, I hated it.
We had a date night in London.
Yeah, it was a lovely day as
well. So it was a lovely day. We had a few wines. That didn't even help us. We were so disappointed in Rebel Moon Part 1.
Yeah.
And we were so hyped for it. Now we've got Rebel Moon Part 2 coming up. The trailer dropped today by Zack Snyder.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
The trailer is not bad.
Agreed.
But I've been duped before.
That's the thing. The trailer, I was like, okay, this looks fucking great again.
Yeah.
But so did the Rebel Moon Part 1 trailer.
Yeah.
The only saving grace for this, I could say, is that, let's go back to Rebel Moon Part 1. The dialogue was some of the worst dialogue in the history of cinema.
Yeah, it's like a five-year-old wrote it. And apologies to the writer and the script editor and whatever.
It was Zack Snyder wrote it.
It was horrendous. Don't do that, Zach.
It was shocking, the dialogue. So
yeah.
The only saving grace for this is it seems to be that it's just going to be the Motherworld, if I remember what they were called, are coming to that village and they're preparing for an onslaught. And it's like they're going to be like Horde and surviving the waves of the Motherworld. So if it's just going to be loads of action,
yeah,
then maybe we'll be saved a little bit. Because the action in this, it looked a little bit better even. From the trailer, yeah. Maybe they've saved the budget for this part two. I don't know.
Yeah,
but as you say, I've been duped before.
Yeah, I've been as well. Thinking about this film, this all started because the Motherworld people came to this little village and said, "Give us some food," and they said no, and then killed them, and then they went and got revenge for no reason. I mean, there's reason, but calm down. Yeah. It's a bit of an overreaction.
You're a Motherworld of all this. Of all the world and your realm, just maybe just bomb the village and then just leave.
Yeah, it's done. Okay, it's done. No village for anyone then. It's done.
But I mean, something that doesn't help this movie is that we just, well, you haven't because you're a weirdo, but yep. We just seen Dune Part 2.
Yeah.
And that's a sci-fi movie that immerses you in a fictional world and nails it perfectly.
Yeah.
So that's going to hurt this. I think that will hurt this massively.
Yeah, when you go from Dune Part 2 to a Christopher Walken robot kicking off with a crown on his head.
Christopher Walken? Do you mean...
Oh, sorry.
Anthony Hopkins.
Anthony Hopkins.
Christopher Walken's in Dune. Anthony Hopkins, yeah. He fights in this at least.
Yeah.
We'll find out what he was doing at the end of that Rebel Moon Part 1. But yeah, I mean, will you watch?
Probably not. I mean, I might have it on in the background on like a Thursday evening if I'm doing nothing.
I think something else comes out on the same day, I'm pretty sure. We'll get onto it. But, it's something good that we're both looking forward to. So that will probably be the episode for that week. But anyway, we'll come on to that in a second.
Yep.
But yeah.
You can't fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice.
Look, it's Netflix. Zack Snyder. I adore Zack Snyder.
Yeah.
That's the first movie I've ever gone, fuck me, that was shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I will definitely watch it. And then maybe I'll let you know if it's worth
yeah,
a little do. Flick. But it is Netflix, so let's see. Right, shall we run through what is left to come of 2024?
Yeah, let's do it.
Because it felt like a little bit of a stopgap to an amazing year coming up in 2025. But there is some good moments coming.
Yeah.
Especially June. Wait till we get to that. So this is TV as well. Thought I'd throw in, sprinkle in some TV series. So let's start with what's left in March. So I forgot about this. Roadhouse with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah.
Doug Liman directed, Conor McGregor.
Yeah. He was the highest, the highest debut, highest paid debuting actor of all time.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Wow.
It can't pass a stat.
That doesn't actually surprise me.
Yeah.
Speaking of money, that's a good segue into the controversy surrounding this movie.
Ooh.
Do you know that Doug Liman, the director, is boycotting any promotionals, not gone to any premiere and stuff like that?
What?
The reason is, I'll tell you, calm down. The reason is Amazon are doing it straight to streaming and no theatrical release, which he is fuming against because they've done Air with Ben Affleck's movie and they put that to theatre, which I saw in, fucking brilliant movie, and then put it on streaming, but they're not for this. Now, then Variety come out and said, you little liar, Doug Liman. Him and Jake Gyllenhaal was offered at the start by Amazon and said, you can either have 60 mil budget for the movie, but it will go to theatre. Or you can have an 85 million budget so we can fast track it and get that on our streaming service.
Mm.
And they went, oh, we'll have the 85, please.
There you go.
Then, now they're trying to go like, well, put it in theatres then. And it's like, you fuckers.
Yeah, that is naughty.
That's naughty.
Yeah, and I think if there's a real problem, Conor McGregor's not one to sit quietly.
No.
He would have probably spoke up and said, I'm not going to do an Irish accent. He would have said, like, this is wrong.
100% agree.
Yeah.
Now, I'll go through a little bit more, and then maybe I'll ask Connor what he's most looking forward to of the month of March. We also have Invincible Season 2. I did watch Episode 5. That'll be on my screens. I don't know if you've watched that yet.
Oh, yeah, no.
I'll let you know about it, mate. Yeah. And that'll run through March and April, but that's the entirety of the rest of Season 2. Do you feel like they hurt the series a little bit with their release schedule?
What, breaking it up?
It's an 8-episode series, and I released it in 2 parts.
Yeah, because I forgot it was out.
That's what I mean. It was a bit, and I'm not seeing a lot of chatter about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, spoiler alert, Episode 5 is fucking great.
Yeah, I think it has hurt, and I think it was a poor move.
I agree with that. It doesn't, I don't really understand. A lot of people saying it's because they promised not to be a big gap between Season 2 and 3 like there was between 1 and 2, so they're trying to sort of record the lines quick for Season 3, which is already done, and then say, oh, look, there's only 6-month gap and something like that. Apparently, that's what they're doing.
I didn't mind the gap because I was more hyped for Season 2.
Just release it and we'll all fucking love it.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's still good. I'll talk about it later. Then we've got Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. Now, you did like Afterlife.
Yeah, I did, yeah. I will go and see this.
Oh, you will?
Yeah, probably will. Holly enjoys Ghostbusters. I enjoy Ghostbusters as a whole.
And you do, you actually do, didn't you?
Yeah, I really enjoy them.
And are you more excited because this movie is the original?
Yeah, it's Ghostbusters.
It's proper Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
The fire station, the car, it's the everything.
Yeah.
So
it's good tune there.
Yeah, it's going to be, you know, everything that made Ghostbusters. I've never been a massive fan of Ghostbusters. I just thought they were quite good movies to be fair, but I've never been like a massive fan. The tune is just outstanding.
Yeah.
One of the most iconic tunes in film history. But yeah, I do feel like they're going back to original basics, which could be good.
Yeah, I think, do what we know, do what we love.
Yeah. A couple more for March. X-Men 97, or 87 for some unknown reason. Reviews on that, I don't know if you've seen online, apparently, very surprising, it's very good.
Oh.
So it's another animated thing that's coming out on March 20 on Disney+. And then lastly, Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire.
God almighty. Is this cinema?
March 29th. It is cinema.
Is it not streaming as well?
No.
I won't bother him. I'll probably leave. If it was streaming, I would have watched it just for a little laugh.
I completely agree. It looks stupid.
Yeah.
Will I probably have fun with it? Yes, because I'm sad and I like these movies.
Yep.
But are they good movies? Absolutely not.
Nope.
Am I going to see Avengers style team up with the two? Yes. Is he going to wear a gauntlet? Yes.
God, blimey.
Yeah, so not much more to say on that. So my question for the month, what are you most excited for out of what I've just read?
Probably It's either Invincible or Ghostbusters. Probably Invincible. But although it runs into April, so maybe that's not fair, so probably Ghostbusters.
Fair enough. Do you know what? That would have been mine. I would have said Invincible wins it all day long, but as it runs into April,
yeah.
Scratch that. It would have been between Roadhouse and Ghostbusters.
Yeah, I want to see Conor McGregor.
Yeah.
Acting.
I am very, very excited for X-Men. I just want to put a caveat. X-Men 97 was my... That was every week, this X-Men 97 tune.
Mm.
That was my shit.
That was your jam.
That was my jam. So that was pretty much me from like 5 to 15 and higher. So, right, that's March. Let's move on to April, my friend. This movie is tickling me Ooh. In all places, and it's going to come on to you.
Ooh.
Not me. I'm not going to tickle.
If you want.
But someone's tickling. We don't know who.
Where is he?
Why he?
I don't know. Sprang to mind. I've opened up a can of worms here.
What? Oh, sorry. Anyway, no one's tickling us. Monkey Man.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Right, you're laughing.
Yeah.
But this looks fucking great. And it got a standing ovation at when it just premiered. Apparently, it's epic. I think it's on like 90-something percent Rotten Tomatoes. Apparently, it's like John... So I think it was called... I think it was called John Wick in Mumbai or something like that.
Yeah.
So that was the tagline. So it's going for that role. But Dev Patel is the star. He directs it as well. And I saw a clip of the kitchen fight scene from the trailer, the full 2 minutes. It looks sensational.
Okay.
Like action-wise. I genuinely, other than John Wick, he actually probably is better than John Wick.
Yeah, the trailer looks
like better. Because Keanu Reeves is... getting on a bit. Keanu Reeves is immense and yeah. 9 out of 10 movie, John Wick 4.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
But Monkey, this looks amazing. Honestly, I've got to hype this up because April 5th, it comes out, I'm going to see this instantly.
Yeah, I think I'll see it. I like the trailer. It
does look very good. And the Bollywood style music. I don't know what I was going for there, but...
Well, yeah, it's just the name Monkey Man throws me every time.
Yeah. It is strange. He wears a monkey mask in it. I don't know if that's the...
Called it Monkey Mask.
Monkey Mask Man. anyway, I don't know what that is. I'm sure we'll figure it out. Moving on to April 12th, Civil War.
Yes.
I'm still tickling.
Yeah.
Oh, it is me.
I'm.
Civil War.
Yeah, I'm really interested in this.
Really hyped. A24 yeah. production, fantastic. Again, I'm hearing reviews are starting to roll out. Very well received. Seems to be a good April coming up.
Yeah.
Can't wait for it.
No, because that is, it could happen at any moment.
Any moment, especially with that Joe Biden in charge. Yeah. Is he an alien?
Probably.
Probably.
Elon Musk is probably an alien as well.
He's an alien. He's not real. Moving on then, April 12th, same day, Fallout, the series on Prime Video.
Yeah, still haven't watched the trailer.
It's so good.
Yeah, I saw a still from it. It looked really good.
So good. I was played the games 1 to 3, I think. So this is from an aspect of a gamer, I'm excited for this. But forget that. Just what it looks like production with Prime Video. Wow.
Yeah. I feel like I might have seen the trailer for this. Was there one in the Super Bowl?
No. There was one. I think you might be right.
Yeah, I think there was.
Yeah. There was a trailer last month, but the new one you haven't watched last week.
No, I haven't watched that one.
But yeah, just looks really good.
Yeah.
Then there is Rebel Moon Part 2, April. I'll let you know. But the same day, April 19th, the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare.
Yeah.
Two names here, Guy Ritchie, Henry Cavill. What more do you want?
Done. Game over.
Done.
That's it, yeah. Well, if I was
Here's my money.
Yeah, please take it.
Take it.
Section Island, I'm very sorry.
And now, if that didn't... I'm going to use the phrase tickle again because it seems to be the episode name of this podcast. Now, if that didn't tickle you listeners enough, then the synopsis, if I remember it word for word, was that it's a Winston Churchill blacklisted, like a secretive organization that fights Nazis.
Okay.
And they use methods that is not gentlemanly.
I want it.
I want that now.
It's a bit like Inglourious Basterds.
That's what everyone keeps saying. It's a very, very Inglourious Basterd type.
Yeah.
So,
I adore that film.
Oh God. I mean, we should do a Quentin Tarantino episode one day, but that takes some beating.
Yeah.
I don't want to. I'm not answering the question now between that and Django for me, but that Inglourious Basterds as a movie, God, I can't find a flaw in that.
It's phenomenal.
Let's carve it. Let's carve it. That'd be a good episode, Quentin Tarantino episode. Right, then we move on to... Oh, sorry, now what are you most excited for out of all that?
Now, that one, the Ungentleman one, that has got me.
Okay.
I think it's probably Civil War.
Yeah.
I think I'm just so intrigued by it.
Oh, again, I'm on the same wavelength for you. I think I'm going to have to give it to Civil War because the trailers have done exactly what it should done and it's hyped me up. So,
yeah, trailer blew me away.
Yeah. Right, moving on to May. Mm. The Fall Guy, May 3rd.
Yeah.
The trailers just look fun.
Yeah, I have good fun with that.
It's, again, I think it's on 90-something%. The reviews are good. I just can't wait for it.
Yeah, Emily Blunt's quite a fun actor as well. She has a serious... Everything. But she's fun and she can be fun.
Really, really can't wait for this one. Now, I've thrown this one in. Not my cup of tea, even though it's got some people I like. It's If, Imaginary Friends. It's John Krasinski's... You'll remember it in a second. John Krasinski's movie that he directs... Mm. And Ryan Reynolds is the star with the young girl and their imaginary friend that Steve Carell voices.
Yep.
The trailer didn't do it for me.
No, I remember this trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not...
Shall we move on?
Move on. Swiftly.
Swiftly. Furiosa.
Yep.
Now, what do you think?
I am looking forward to it, but not as much as I'd hoped I'm looking forward to it.
Okay.
It's a weird feeling I've got with this film.
Is it because you'd have preferred it to be more linked with Mad Max Fury Road?
I think so. Yeah, I don't know. There's just something about this where it's like, I'll watch it and I'll have a good time with it. But
we're still talking about the movie.
Something's tickling me. But I just don't know.
Okay.
I'm hyped, but not really hyped.
Fair enough. That seems to be a lot of people I know are sort of saying the same sort of thing. I am extremely hyped because man like George Miller. Is it George?
I think it is Paul G.
George, isn't it? George Paul G. George Miller. He just gets it every time. He knows Mad Max. Everyone doubted him when he started doing Mad Max Fury Road after a legacy sequel after so many years. And look how that movie is legit 10 out of 10. I don't care what anyone tells me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I have full faith that is going to blow me away as well.
Yeah.
Speaking of blowing me away, May 24th, Planet of the Apes.
Win. Ding, ding, ding.
Wins the month.
Wins the month immediately.
Trailer's epic.
The trailer is phenomenal.
We had that in the IMAX when I was watching Dune Part 2. That come on. And that was when my Sean turned to me and then he went, they've done it again. And he shook my hand.
Yeah, it's fair. I want to set my alarm as that ape saying, what a beautiful day.
Yeah, absolutely. That's brilliant. My alarm. For people who know, I think it's set a couple of hundred years in the future. So the lead character doesn't know who Caesar is. I think it's just, you know, if this person, this myth in the distance. So it's nothing to do with actual Caesar, I don't think, anyway.
It's like an urban legend.
Yeah, literally like that. So we get the big month of June. This is a mammoth. This is big. Mm. Let me just burp.
Burp away.
So sorry. Did you hear that on the mic?
I did.
Really embarrassing. Right. So sorry. That's disgusting. Pepsi Max. Right, June. I'm going to start with the TV shows.
Yeah.
And then you can tell me what TV show you're looking forward to the most, because I don't think I can answer it.
Yeah.
Right, we'll start with Star Wars The Acolyte.
Yep.
Not much to know yet. The poster came out today. Fucking good.
It's a really good poster.
Really good poster.
Yeah.
Go check it out at Weekly Cut on Twitter. It's basically a red lightsaber, but instead of it being the, you know, Kyber crystal thing, it's blood.
Get dark.
Let's
get dark with it.
On Disney Plus. I love it. And the series is very dark side, Sith orientated and stuff like that. The trailer drops tomorrow. So if you're listening to this, either you're going to see it tomorrow or you can go in there and watch it now. Go on our Twitter. It'll be there.
Just check every hour.
Just check every hour. It's notifications. Then we've got The Boys Season 4.
Yep.
Comes on June 13th. What more to say? Can't wait. One of the best shows in recent years.
Yep.
Then we've got House of the Dragon Season 2.
I know that was coming. Yep.
And then, if that doesn't do it for you, what about if I throw in The Bear Season 3?
Oh my God. That is a mammoth and a half. And luckily, my probation ends and I'm working at home in June.
So absolutely fantastic. Maybe that's when we should do cameras.
Yeah.
When you start, maybe that's a good time to start doing cameras with a podcast. Anyway, sorry, conversation, fuck off, Brad. out of those four, we'll call it those three because we need to see the trailer for Acolyte first before we have a real grounding on it.
Yeah.
So out of The Boys Season 4, House of the Dragon Season 2, The Bear Season 3, all like flawless shows,
yeah.
What are you most... You can only watch one.
Oh, it's tough. I think I would go for House of the Dragon.
Only, wow.
I know. And the only reason is...
Wow.
Is, I think, because we've had... We just had Jen... What was it called? What was it called?
Sorry, The Boys or The Bear or...
No, The Boys... The series that just come out was Link to the Boys, the university one.
Oh, sorry. We just had Gen V. You're right. Sorry, yeah.
We just had Gen V.
Yeah.
And obviously we've had 3 seasons of The Boys.
Yeah.
So we've got a new season coming out. But House of the Dragon, I just need to know what's going to happen.
That is so true. So yeah, The Boys, obviously there's still so much to come. But I feel like we've had Butcher versus Homelander. And
yeah.
It will be another good story, I'm sure. But I feel quite... that I've seen enough of that world.
Yeah.
Whereas House of the Dragon, yes, I know it's a Game of Thrones prequel. However, that first season set up a civil war.
Yeah, the end of that.
Her face.
It's going to kick off, and I need to see it boot off.
It's going to kick off. So, I need to see that. And as much as I love The Bear, and I think that's some of the best television, again, in recent years.
Yeah.
I think I'd have to give that House of the Dragon. Right, then on to the movies, because there's some good ones here. We've got Bad Boys 4.
Yeah.
Which is annoyingly not called Bad Boys 4 Life.
That is annoying.
That is annoying.
Missed the trick there.
Are you excited?
Not really.
Not me.
Not really.
Bad Boys is great.
What was the one that just come out called?
I think it was called Bad Boys 3.
Yeah.
No, it was called something. No, I'm pretty sure it was called something.
But... I think I watched some of that and then on an airplane.
I didn't like it.
I turned it off.
Yeah.
I got bored of it.
I reckon this is going to be... I think this could be shit.
Yeah, I do as well.
Personally. Then we'll move on to Inside Out 2. Mm. One of my favourite... I'm not a massive... Is it Pixar?
Yeah.
I'm not a massive Pixar and Disney, and even when you throw in other companies like DreamWorks, they're not my bag.
Yeah.
There's one man who is his bag. That's Connor.
I've got an Inside Out t-shirt.
you have indeed. Connor knows everything about animation pretty much.
Yeah.
Now, was Inside Out one of your favourites?
Yeah, it was, because it was so different and so very fresh. Yeah. And when you finished, you thought, well, they can go anywhere with this. They can do, when she matures, more emotions.
Bring in more emotions, yeah.
And they've done it.
Brilliant. I am really excited for that, I can't lie. Then we've got The Bike Riders. Now, this is...
I remember this.
Your face was brilliant then. Now, this is a sleeper one for me, because I'm actually quite excited for it. This has got Austin Butler, Michael Shannon, Tom Hardy is the lead, Jodie Comer, and I'm missing another big name, apologies, Norman Reedus, who played Daryl in The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
There's just looks great.
Yeah.
And cool.
Yeah, it does look cool.
And something we haven't really got. We had Sons of Anarchy, but we haven't really had like a Hell's Angel type series or show in a long or movie in a long time.
Yeah, the name's a bit on the nose.
Very much so. It's very funny calling it The Bike Riders.
Yeah, but yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, me too. Last one, A Quiet Place Day One.
Yeah, I am interested in this.
There's a butt there on your lips.
There is a butt on my lips, because I think I do want to see the beginning of it.
Yeah.
But I can just see it turning very quickly to realising they've got to be quiet.
Yeah.
And it'll be, it just falls into the other. I love the other two, but I want the chaos. If I have chaos in the entire film, I'm all for it.
That's true, actually. It feels like maybe we've seen enough of that world that we could now see the next step.
Yeah.
About what they can do against it, or maybe it kicks up in a level of... And then again, maybe the only way to up the destruction is to go back to the beginning, where you see the destruction happen, because it's a very post-apocalyptic world we see in number one and two with only flashbacks. But for me, I feel like they've just, John Krasinski has gone, actually, I want to be in the movie again.
I think so.
I died in the first one, so I want to be back in the movie. But Cillian Murphy, I think, is in this, because he was in number two.
Yeah.
And I think he's part of the backstory as well. But yeah, cannot wait for that. Out of those four movies, Bad Boys 4, Inside Out 2, The Bike Riders, A Quiet Place.
Inside Out 2.
For me, that wins.
Yeah, it's got to be.
All day. Then we got into July, which brings one of the biggest movies of the year. We've got Despicable 4, first of all. That's not it.
Yeah.
We've got Beverly Hills Cop, Axel Foley.
I'm excited for that.
I am as well. I am worried it could be the same reasons we just gave on Bad Boys.
Yeah.
But I am excited because Will Foley is brilliant. Axel Foley. Will Foley. Was he the wrestler?
That was Mick Foley.
That was Mick Foley. Sorry, forget that. Then we got Twisters, which I think is going to be good.
Yeah.
Glenn Powell. We love Glenn Powell here on the podcast. And then it's Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yeah, it's got to be that, isn't it?
That's the key to the summer. But all the cinemas are just waiting for that to happen because they're going to make so much fucking money.
Yeah.
So, yeah, out of those four, what is your...
Deadpool 100%.
Deadpool Wolverine.
Is Twisters a spin-off to Twister?
Is it a spin-off? Is it related in any way, or is it just a Twister movie?
It's a new Twister movie. I would have thought it makes... Because I'm sure the logo is same as the Twister logo. I don't know, I might be wrong.
I need to Google that. We'll find that out. I'm not entirely sure. Then we've got August. Start slowing down a little bit.
Yeah, some holes.
we've got... These ain't going to excite you at all. We've got Borderlands, which is basically, they've really tried to drum up the Guardians of the Galaxy type movie.
Yeah.
It does look, in my defense to that, when people do say that, I played that game as well quite a lot, and it is quite like that. So,
yeah.
That come before Guardians of the Galaxy, in fairness. So,
Guardians
got there first. Then we've got Kraven the Hunter, which is another Sony Spider-Man. But I would say that's probably the one I actually was remotely interested. I wouldn't say I was like, can't wait for it. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
But because it's R-rated.
I think from what we've seen of little clips, it doesn't look like when you play the Spider-Man 2 game, you see Kraven in that and you think, this is a fucking mammoth beast of a man. I think I'm going to compare to that. And that's the first time I've seen Kraven really in that game.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to be like...
And that's what Kraven should be.
Yeah. I think I'm going to be a bit upset that this is not what I'm getting.
Well, you snuffed that out. I don't want to say this.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. Yeah. It looks a bit gory and R-rated. I do like Aaron Taylor-Johnson, but is it Kraven? No.
Yeah.
Then we've got, again, September, a bit of a light month. There, caveat as well, there are a lot of other movies. These are just what I would call the blockbuster type big hits.
Yeah.
So there are other movies. I'm not forget stuff. Then we've got Beetlejuice 2 in September 6th. I never watched Beetlejuice.
I've seen it once or twice. And that's quite a cult classic.
That is a cult classic.
Yeah.
Which is the only reason I felt the need to mention it. Michael Keaton's obviously back. Winona Ryder.
Yeah.
Someone else, I'm pretty sure Big, who's in it. We've also got Saw 11.
Oh, they're still going.
I cannot believe my eyes when I saw this.
Jesus Christ.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, Saw 1 and 2 and 3. I think I stopped at 3 or 4.
Yeah. Saw 1 is a fantastic movie. Yeah, we always say that.
Yeah.
September is shite. Then we've got October. We've got Joker 2.
Yes.
So intrigued by that.
Yeah.
Seeing a lot of people come. Oh, apparently we're getting the trailer this week.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm buzzing for this. It might be, or it might be attached to Godzilla Kong because it's Warner Brothers. But yeah, apparently that's coming this week. Cannot wait. Seeing a lot of people that know their stuff say, like, everyone needed to calm down when the musical word was thrown around. It's not a musical.
Yeah.
Craig. We said this many, many times. When she has setbacks in her mind, Harley Quinn, she is going to see Song and Dance.
Yeah.
Which is not actually happening. It's brilliant. That sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
Then we've got Venom the Last Dance. I assume Joker wins that one.
Oh, 100%.
Then we've got a little bit in November, Gladiator 2.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued. Of my most anticipated movies.
Yeah, I'm very intrigued by this.
Very, very intrigued. I think 20 years on from the original, me and Connor are huge fans of that movie. Can't wait. Paul Mescal, bit of an unknown for me.
Yeah.
So I'm very, very excited to see what Ridley Scott does with it. Then we've got Wicked Part 1.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
I've got my thoughts on Wicked.
Yeah, fair enough. Have you seen the show?
Yeah, I've seen the show. Yeah. I quite enjoy the show. Yeah, but there's some...
The show.
there's things they've done that I'm not a fan of. So.
December. God, for fuck's sake. Karate Kid with Jackie Chan and Ralph Macchio. So if people are thinking, what? Really confused here. Ralph Macchio was the Karate Kid. He's the original Karate Kid. Jackie Chan was not, people think he was Mr. Miyagi. He wasn't.
Yeah.
He was just another teacher that was pretty much.
that Nick was fantastic at Kung Fu.
Yeah, basically it was meant to be Mr. Miyagi, and then Jaden Smith was obviously the Karate Kid. So they're not linked, but for some reason they've linked this movie, and I don't know how this works. Maybe they're going to train a new Karate Kid.
Have you seen Jackie Chan? I see him today on Twitter, and he looks so old.
Does he?
Yeah, and he's going to be slow.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
He's so old.
He was old in that Karate Kid movie.
Yeah, he probably don't want to do it.
For God's sake.
His money.
Like Billy Dee Williams, all about that buds. So, Mufasa the Lion King.
Oh, I don't know about this.
Yeah. It's like the Lion King, a Lion King prequel? Lion King prequel movie. Like the set, like the live action remake with that effect.
It's going to be Mufasa and Scar and their relationship.
When I say all the geeks are going to go, it's not live action, is it? No, it's not. It's not. Yeah. I get that.
It's not a fucking lie. It's talking, are you? It's all calmed down.
For fuck's sake. So yeah, live action with quotes. Yeah. Do I want to see more about Mufasa? I would say no to that question, but then I feel like this could be quite cool.
Yeah.
If it's like about pride and...
Yeah, and I want to see Scar.
Well, are they going to like... He's not going to go full evil, is he? He's just going to be like...
Yeah, a little weasel.
Behind. Yeah, I think it could be quite good. Then we've got Sonic the Hedgehog 3.
Always good fun.
Always good fun, yeah. But is it any more than that?
No.
I didn't mention in this that there is also, I think it's in April, the Knuckles spin-off series.
Oh, fucking hell.
Idris Elba.
No need for that. No need for that.
Nah. But yeah, as Connor said, good fun, nothing more. And then something which is not a bit of you, but it's all up in my grill, is Nosferatu.
What's that?
Robert Eggers, who done the Northman movie, which is one of the best movies ever, yet nobody fucking saw it.
I ain't seen it.
It flopped at the box office, yet had like... 99% on Rotten Tomatoes, but nobody just went to see it.
And you can watch it for free now.
Legit, mental. But yeah, Nosferatu, Robert Eggers' new movie, is, I'm trying to think now, I think it's like Willem Dafoe, all the usual people that he has in it. It's him, isn't it? Lex Luthor, what's his name? Michael Holt? No, Nicholas Holt. Yeah, so I'm pretty sure, anyway. Robert Eggers was asked this week about, because all his movies, remember The Lighthouse with Willem Dafoe and Robert Pattinson?
Yeah.
Again, really good movie. But he was asked, why don't you do a modern day movie, Robert? And he went, why the fuck would I want to do that?
Fair enough.
That brings us to an end. That's what's left to come. Those are the highlights of this year. We'll be bringing all of that, most of that, not all of it, to the podcast, because there is some stuff there that we'll just probably get a quick mention. And we'll do more exciting things.
Yeah.
So, shall we move on to what is on our screens, mate? On your screen,
one thing.
What is it?
Just one thing. I'm a busy boy again.
Fair enough.
I watched that Ricky Stenicki.
Oh yeah, you told me about
John Cena and Zac Efron and Andrew. What's his name? Andrew's Sartonius.
Is that the ginger one?
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. Don't rush. It's very like old school comedy that just doesn't work. I think John Cena is in his phase. I was thinking this earlier. Do you remember The Rock was doing really shit films like Tooth Fairy and all these like really shit films to get his foot firm in the door of Hollywood.
Yeah.
I feel like John Cena, especially with his Oscars thing last week.
Yeah.
I just feel like he's doing bits just to cement himself in.
And he was a Ken mermaid in Barbie, wasn't
he? I just think like it's quite embarrassing some bits where he's like a rock singer, but he does like sex puns and stuff.
I saw that scene.
I think, John, you're better than this.
Do you know what? I didn't actually think of that. When you think of his latest sort of masquerades, it's a bit weird.
Yeah, I don't know what he's up to. In your Peacemaker, and we love you as Peacemaker. Yeah. You don't have to do it. And in Fast and Furious,
shit character. Yeah. Really shit character. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, I know what you mean. He can do better than that, for Christ's sake. But yeah, is that all you've got on your screen?
Yeah, pretty poor. So
fair dues. You've got Invincible to watch. That is fantastic.
Yeah.
It picks up right where it left off. It's such a good show. What more can I say? New one comes on Thursday. Then we've got Shogun.
Yes.
I won't go into it too much. New episode drops tomorrow. That is a series. Wow. Blown away by it. It beat The Bear for the best Hulu's most watched show quickly. It's fantastic. I'm not just saying it, but Hiroyuki Sanada, how long have I been going on about him?
Yeah, he's your fave.
He is so underrated. And what I think helps this, because it's Japanese like language and you're listening, you obviously got subtitles, like the acting, he's a fucking great actor.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? A lot of he's a Hollywood man, so a lot of his things, even in John Wick 4, he's speaking, he does a little bit of Japanese, but like most of the time he's speaking American. So all the movies you see him in, and you see him in everything, he's even in bloody Endgame, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
Like, he's always pops up, and it's always American. When you actually see these actors in their native tongue, a bit like Squid Game. I remember when I watched Squid Game dubbed, and it was awful.
Yeah.
And then I watched the last two episodes with subtitles, and the actors are phenomenal.
Oh, Money Heist, same.
Exactly. Very good example.
That's enticed me to watch it now.
If you, what, Shogun?
Yeah.
It's, if you want to entice, it's Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Japanese.
I'm going to watch it.
It's so, again, for people who don't know, the word shogun is pretty much like an emperor. But that shogun dies, and then these five powerful houses want control of the area. Ah. And it's all about, it's very political schemes and plots. And yes, very, very, very good.
That sounds good. You sold that.
Yeah.
It's fucking get you on the market.
And too. Like the R-rated gore of it.
It's all our samurai swords.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. Then we've got The Ones Who Live. Very, very quick on that. Rick Grimes, one of my favourite characters ever in the history of like non-fiction characters. And Michonne, it's about them reuniting in their spin-off. It's like they went, and it's actually, I'm not even just saying this, it's a fucking good show.
Yeah.
People are really surprised. Everyone just thought, oh, here we go. But it's actually good. They've just gone, right, let's apologise for that shit we handled Rick. Let's just make him an absolute G again.
Fair.
And he's got a, like a, you know, Ezio Auditore in Assassin's Creed?
Oh, yeah.
He loses a hand and he's got one of them.
Ah. What's that on?
It should be on, is it on Disney Plus? Because it's like Fox. Isn't
of
it?
Course.
Yeah, yeah, I think it might be on there. I've been watching it on the illegal stick.
Naughty, naughty.
Whoops. Right, that brings us to Box of Scraps, mate.
Box of Scraps!
Would you like to do the honours?
Yeah, I come bearing scraps.
You do come bearing
scraps. I've got one that you provided earlier, but one of my own.
Caveat.
So the first scrap, Mr. Beast. We all know Mr. Beast.
Love him.
So Mr. Beast is creating the biggest reality contest series ever for Prime Video. There'll be 1,000 contestants, and the prize money is $5 million cash.
What the fuck?
Now, he's known for this stuff, but like, this is fucking huge.
Mental.
And now he's signed with Prime.
Yeah.
It's like, I know he's the biggest YouTuber ever, but once you sign with someone like Prime, you're big time.
Well, think about all the people that will go and probably sign up to Prime because they didn't have it, but they love Mr. Beast.
Yeah.
He is entertaining. He knows what to do. He's a geek, so he's not like, he's not got anything about him.
No.
It's just his ideas are very, very clever.
Yeah, one of his ideas was, I don't know if you know this, about his YouTube. So he's got a Mr. Beast.
Yeah.
Then he's got a Mr. Beast Espanol.
Is he?
So it's exactly the same content, but it's all in Spanish.
Oh.
And he says he just makes double revenue.
That's brilliant.
And it's just stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think he's got a few more language channels.
Absolute businessman.
Yeah. He knows what he's doing.
So, so good. Anything else for you?
I have. Now, I saw this today and I thought it was fake.
What you got?
I thought it was the old Disbussing film.
Yeah.
It's not. Are you excited for the Pooniverse Monsters Assemble?
What?
Yeah. So this is what's happening. So Bambi, Tinkerbell, Pinocchio, Peter Pan, Tigger, Piglet, the Mad Hatter, and Sleeping Beauty will all unite in a horror team-up movie, Pooniverse Monsters Assemble. It's a horror-style film, and this is the film's coming up. Right, so that's coming out in 2025. So in the lead-up, you're going to have, it's called The Twisted Childhood Universe.
Wow.
You got Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey.
Yeah, I know about that, yeah.
Winnie the Pooh 2, Blood and Honey.
Got to make a sequel.
Bambi, The Reckoning. This is legit.
They're just taking a piss, yeah. I love it.
Peter Pan's Neverland Nightmare.
Yeah.
Pinocchio, Unstung. No, sorry, Unstrung.
Unstrung.
And then you've got the Pooniverse.
That is outstanding.
And I'm going to show you the Pooniverse logo because it's legit, the Avengers logo.
Wow. Wow. Mental. Wow. So I think all of these then, like Winnie the Pooh, they come up, what's it called?
The copyright thing.
The copyright ran out, yeah, so that anyone can claim them.
Yeah. And now they're just going mental with them. That they had the Steamboat Willie one, didn't
that's
they?
That's it.
Yeah.
That is outstanding.
I can take it a piss.
Wow. Mine doesn't beat that now, so cheers. Just a quick one you've probably all seen. The Bear has been renewed for a season 4.
Okay.
Season 3 and 4 are currently filming back-to-back, so shouldn't be a big wait there. And then lastly, to end the show, some great news, because if you don't like this movie, then we ain't going to be friends. Yep. I know you do, though, Con, we're friends. But Steven Spielberg confirms Ready Player 2 is officially in the works. He will only produce this time, however, and pick the director himself.
As long as he picks it.
What a movie.
Yeah, it's such a good film. And I think it does go under the radar.
That 100% underrated movie. Brilliant. That brings us to the end. Thank you for listening. As always, please tell your friends. That sounds like a massive beg, but please. I am begging. It helps get out there. And please leave a review if you're a fan of the show. And probably most importantly, get involved. Message us on Twitter like a lot of you have been doing recently.
Yep.
So we can talk about topics that you want on the show, as it's your community as well. But for now, until next Monday, thank you for listening.
And thanks for having us in your ears.